Okay, we'll start on the last line of narrow line of Kaf Amud Bet. Here the Gemara is going to go and attempt to learn or test different assumptions about Shane Veregel and Karen. The first one is, it was a Hey Shane Veregel Chayav Birshut Rabim Mikal V'Chomer. Let's have Shane and Regel be Chayav and Birshut Rabim. We know that Shane and Regel are Patur and Birshut Rabim, Turim and Birshut Rabim. Let us say that they're Chayav Mikal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma Karen Shibirshut Anizak Einu Mashalim Elachati Nezek. Right, according to the Rabbanan, when it's Karen in the Chater Anizak, you pay half. For Tam Birshut Rabim Chayavet. And when it comes to Birshut Rabim, you're Chayav. Shein v'regel shebishut anizak meshalem nezek shalem. Right, in the rishut anizak, shein v'regel pay full damages versus karam, which is only half damages. Then ain't no din shebishut arvim chayav. Then certainly, right, in rishut arvim, it should be chayav. So it says, Amar Kora, the pasuk says, by shein v'regel, ubi'er b'steyacher. And when it says b'steyacher, it means steyacher v'lo b'rishut ha'rabim. So that's fine. So we know for certain that shein v'regel are not chayavin in rishut arvim. That Gemara says, well, mude mide kule kaminan? Pause kaminan. What do you mean? That pasuk might be referring only to full nezek. Why that when it says bir b'steyacher v'lo b'rishut rabim, that is, there's no full nezek in rishut rabim. But maybe there is half nezek. So the kal v'chomer that I'm learning is, if it's half nezek for the Karen in the rishut anizak, and you have full nezek for Shein v'regel, then if I have half nezek for Karen in the rishut rabim, then at least I have half nezek for Shein v'regel. What about the pasuk bir b'steyacher? That'll be referencing full nezek, that there can't be full nezek b'shut rabim. So Amar Krav, v'chatsu et kaspo. That by Karen time, it says v'chatsu et kaspo, that they will split, right, the tam, they will split the live and the live animal plus the carcass. And since it says v'chatsu et kaspo, v'lo kaspo shalachem. That the only time we have chati nezek, that is for Karen. You don't have chati nezek by other of the mazikin. So that, now, below the shein regel chayevet b'shut anizak, ela chati nezek v'kal machomer mikaren. So let's say that shein regel, which we know are chayav, full damages in the b'shut anizak, let's say they only have half nezek. Why? Uma Karen should b'shut aribim chayevet b'shut anizak, enim eshlam ela chati nezek. Karen, which is chayav in Rishut Rabim, and then in Rishut Nizak only pays half nezek. Shein v'regel should Rishut Rabim tura. So when they shein v'regel and Rishut Rabim are patur, ain't no din Rishut Nizak mishalem chati nezek. Then certainly, right, in the Rishut Nizak, there should be no more chamur than Karen only pay half nezek. So where it says the makara yishalem, right. So when it says you have to pay for shein v'regel, it says meitav tadeu meitav karmo yishalem. So Yishalem is Tashlumim Ma'alyo. Yishalem means full damages, not just partial damages, but the whole thing. Yishalem is indicative of a, right, Yishalem, a full reparations, full compensation. So now, velote Karen Rishut Rabim Chayav Mikal V'Chomer. So let's work the other way. Let's say that Karen Rishut Rabim should not be Chayav because of Mikal V'Chomer. Mashim V'Regel Shushut Anizak Nezek Shalem, as we just established that Shem V'Regel Shushut Anizak is Nezek Shalem. Rishut Rabim Tura, and we know that Rishut Rabim is Patur because Ubir B'Steyacher below Rishut Rabim. Karen should Rishut Nizak Chati Nezek. Karen, according to Rabbanon, which is only Chati Nezek in Rishut Nizak, right? In Udim Rishut Rabim Patura, certainly in Rishut Rabim Rishut Tura. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra Yechatsun. Right? That by the Pasuk, again, I just read you before, it says V'chatsu et Kaspo, and then it says Yechatsun, right? The maid Yechatsun. So because of that yechatsun is an extraneous word. Ein chatinezek chaluk lo b'rishut rabim lo b'rishut yechid. There's no differentiating between b'rishut nizak and b'rishut rabim when it comes to chatinezek. In chatinezek has application across every area where Karen is found, where area that Tam is found. Again, chatiyas kaspo means that it's unique to Karen that there's chatinezek, number one. And yechatsun teaches us that but that there's no differentiating between Rishut Rabim and Rishut Nizak, that Karen is always Chayav Chati Nezek. So it comes out from this, the conclusion is, the Gemara needs a pasuk to teach us each of the Chidushim by each of these items. First of all, that Shein v'regel are Pturim Rishut Rabim, that we need to know from Ubir B'Steyacher, below Rishut Rabim. The fact that Shein v'regel are Chayav Nezek Shalem Rishut Nizak, we need a pasuk for that, which is, what? Yishalem, right? Metav Tadeo, Metav Garo, Yishalem, that has to be full nezek that you pay. And the fact that Karen, right, is not patur Rishut Rabim, like Shem Varegel, that you're chayav even Rishut Rabim, that comes from the word Yechazun. Yechazun teaches that you have to have an equal or the same properties, both in Rishut Yechid and in Rishut Rabim. The fact that Karen pays Chatzin Ezek and Rishut Nizak, that is the Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Tarfon, whether we have the application of Zayo or not, when it comes to that Kavu Komer. So where it says, "Hey, Adam chayav a kofer mikal b'kofer." So again, we know that by a shur, that you pay kofer. If a shur kills a person, then the shur gets skilah, and shur is put to death, and then he has to compensate the nizak or the family of the person who was nerak. He has to give them kofer. There we had a machlokas of a shur b'kiva, whether the kofer is for the azik or for the nizak, how you assess it. All right, we'll get to that in a second. Again, now the Gemara wants to suggest. Let us say that, but when a person kill someone else, that they should also have to pay kofar. And Rashi sets up the case like this. When you see Rashi, Adam chayav kofar, could go into mezid, below atrubay, below the park of tala, below bagalut. This case where he did it on purpose, but there's no asra, therefore he's not going to be put to death, and he's not going to galut, so therefore he'll pay kofar instead. That's what Rashi suggests. Right?
There's no galut.
Right, there's no, because it's mezid. You only get galut if it's show
gay. Why do we get the case that there's no mezid? There's no galut. Even if it's galut, so what?
No, because then you have a punishment already. So then,
it
is all right. So that's my focus. Whether shogeg has application by it's a good question. Whether shogeg has application of kimlei b'rabbi mei. Right, it's not our sugi here, but there is application. Rashi is a little strange anyway, because just because the person does not get punished doesn't mean there's no kimlei b'rabbi mei. So even if you are do something amazing and you should be chayav, he said that may be enough to be kimlei b'rabbi mei. So Tosa sets up the case otherwise. Tosa says that adam chayav a kofar. He says, first of all, we have an explicit puzzle that says, "Lo tichu kofar the nefesh roseach." Right? The puzzle says you're not allowed to take kofar for roseach. So this is, first of all, that's not a problem, because why? That puzzle is referring to that if he's deserving of death, you can't take kofar. Right? You can't buy it out. So that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about an additional, kofar that's along with the misa. So Tosaf doesn't suggest like Rashi, where it's a case where there is no misa and then you're paying kofar, but rather Tosaf suggests that along with the misa you will pay kofar. And it would not be, it won't be covered by the Kimlei D'Rabbi Menei. Kimlei D'Rabbi Menei, we saw this earlier when Tosfos was also, the Kimlei D'Rabbi Menei is only on monetary items that are not associated with the punishment itself. Meaning that it's only for, if you damage property while you were killing, then you say Kimlei D'Rabbi Menei. But kofar, which is part of the punishment, or part of what you need to do because you killed someone, you're not going to say Kimlei D'Rabbi Menei, because that is a part of the bigger process or picture of what you have to do in order to rectify killing this other person. So even though you're getting killed, you also have to pay the kofar, because that is the punishment.
Yeah, right. I sound like two different stories.
Exactly. So that, you wouldn't apply it here. So that's different with the Rashi. Rashi is applying, because you think if you were punished, it would be Kimlei D'Rabbi Menei, so he tried to take away the killing part of it, which is not necessarily true. And then Tosfos on the other hand says, no, he can be killed and pay kofar, because that's not covered by the problem of kimlei d'rabbi
menei. It can be ripping someone on Shabbat, that says you're doing Shabbat and doing damage.
Right. So then you, right there, you say the money goes away because of the kimlei d'rabbi menei of Shabbos. All right. Here's the kavu chomer. Umah shur she'enu chayev barba advarim. Shur is only chayev nezek. Chayev kofar, he pays kofar. Adam shechayev barba advarim, and odin she'enu chayev kofar. Adam that pays not only pays nezek, but pays the additional three items, to pay four items besides boshet, and he pays, so then he should be chayav kofar. Amar kra, kachol asher yushat alav. Right, that the shore who pays kofar, the balas shore that pays kofar, when a shore does this, it says, in kofar yushat alav, and adam b'gyanu show, kachol asher yushat alav. Alav v'lo al adam. You only pay kofar for an animal, or your mama, you don't pay kofar when it's you yourself, when it's adam amazik. So it says, well, behave shore chayav barba ad dvarim mikal v'chomer. So let's go the other way. If you're ready, shore has this unique aspect to it that it's a chumra, then let's say that the shore should also pay the arba dvarim. Uma adam sheno chayav b'kofer chayav barba ad dvarim. Adam that's not chayav b'kofer is chayav barba ad dvarim. Shore is chayav b'kofer enu din she chayav barba ad dvarim. Certainly should be the case. So the pasuk says again, by an adam it says ish be'amito below shore be'amito. And when you pay the arba ad dvarim that we learn out, there we're learning out the din of Tsar. So over there, when it says ish be'amito, means that only one human to another human will be obligated in this item, below shor be'amito. Not when your mamon does damage to your friend. In that instance, you won't have to pay the arba'a zivarim. Okay, now, the Gemara says, Yibayru, regel shedarsa al gabe ktinok b'chater hanizak. An animal that was walking in the chater nizak, and he trampled a baby in the chater nizak. Mahu tishalem kofar. Is he obligated to pay kofar in this case? Kofir is only mentioned by the Nezek of Keren. It's only mentioned by the Nezek of Keren. So does it have application by Regel as well? If an animal kills through Regel, does it also pay Kofir?
Wouldn't that Keren?
What?
Wouldn't that be?
No, it's regular. It walks in there and it tramples over the baby in a, you know, not in a way that it starts, in a way that it boates. It did something out of the ordinary. It just walked in and trampled over the baby. Mir minan zimida dahava Keren. It's like Keren. Kevin came into Abatrei with Rasa Zimne Orchehu. So since Keren, after it does it two or three times, meaning that after it becomes a Mu'ad, that becomes Orchehu, and that's when it's Meshalim Kofer, because who pays Kofer? A Shor Mu'ad who kills pays Kofer. So a Shor Mu'ad who kills is already someone who is Orche. That's the normal behavior for the animal. That's why it's called a Mu'ad now. So Zotu by Regel, Hakanami, what that Regel is Orche. That's Mu'ad Mitzchilato. That's why it would be. So just like Keren, when it reaches the status of Mu'ad pays Kofer, so Regel from its beginning, which is also Orchei, you should pay Kofer. Loshna, Odilma, Keren, Kavanasoda Hazik. Right, or maybe by Keren, Keren has a unique side to it, which is what? It has intention to do damage. Hi, in Kavanasoda Hazik, over here. Regel is something where he's walking, you know, he's walking along and he happens to do damage while he's in the normal course of his walking. So maybe that's something that's unique, a chumra by Keren, and therefore you can't learn from Keren to Regel. So Mar says, Tashma, Yechnisha rolu chaser balabayit. He brought his shore into the chaser balabayit, lo birshut, without permission. Venakolu balabayit umeit. Then it gores the owner of the property, and he kills him. Ashur biskilat. First of all, the shore gets put to death. Ubalav ben tamu ben moad mishalem kofer shalem. Divi Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says that whether he's a tam or a mu'ad, he pays full kofer. Now, all that's mentioned in the Torah is that if he's a shor mu'ad, then he pays kofer. Right? So how does Rabbi Tarfon know that also by a shor tam that he pays kofer, and especially kofer shalem? So Gemara says kofer shalem b'tam le Rabbi Tarfon menoli. Where does he know that you pay kofer? Even a shor tam kills someone. How do you know that he pays kofer? Lav mishum the sover lo to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It must be that he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says Amar Tam Mishalim Chati Kofer Birshut Rabim. That he says that a Tam pays half Kofer in Rishut Rabim. So let's think about this. If an animal, if a Mu'ad animal kills in Rishut Rabim, he will pay Kofer, full Kofer. If a Tam kills in Rishut Rabim, he's going to pay Chati Kofer. Now it comes to Rishut and Izak. If it's a Mu'ad, then he's going to pay Kofer Shalem. If it's a Tam, what Rabbi Tarfon suggests is to also pay Kofer Shalem. Where did he learn that from? What Kavah Chomer did he use to get to Kofer Shalem? So this is what the Gemara says. Umayti lami Kavah Chomer mi Regel. Right? That he brings it from a Kavah Chomer from Regel. Almo, Ika Kofer by Regel. Because if it wasn't Kofer by Regel, he couldn't have this Kavah Chomer. What's this Kavah Chomer? Kavah Chomer is that in Rishut HaRabim, right, that Karen is Chayav Chatzi. I mean, Karen's Chayim Chati Kofer V'tam, and Kofer Shalem for Mu'ad. You come to Rishut HaNizak, right, and you hit. What is the Shem V'regel of Rishut HaRabim is? Patur. Then you come to Shem V'regel and Rishut HaNizak, it's Chayav, Nezek Shalem, and now the Gemara is suggesting Kofer Shalem. Now you look at Karen. Karen that was Chayav in Rishut HaRabim certainly is Chayav in Rishut HaNizak, and it should be Chayav, Kofer Shalem, Bein Tam or Bein Nizak. So there's a proof that what? There is a concept of Kofer by Regel. If there's a concept of Kofer by Regel, that's what we're searching for. We want to know, does Kofer apply by Regel or only by Karen? Some of Timmy Maradol, no, Tana Minizik in the Regel, Maisilo. No, he didn't learn that from Kofer of Regel, he learned that the Kavah Chomer from Nizikian of Regel. Regel in Rishut Rabim is Patur. In Rishut Nizak is Chayev Nezek Shalem, by Nezek, not by killing. So see the Chomra, you see that Regel that was Patur in Rishut Rabim goes to Nezek Shalem in Rishut Nizak. So Kofer for the parent, which is Chazi Nezek,
Chazi Kofer,
thank you, very good. Chazi Kofer for Tam Rishut Rabim should certainly be Kofer Shalem for the Nizak, right? In Rishut HaNizak. Where it says the Lifroch. Wait, you can, if you're using Nezek as the Limo, then you can break it apart. Why? Something called Eish that shows you, right, that this isn't necessarily true. Because you see that even though, right, Nezek of Rega, which is Patur in Rishut Rabim, and Chayav in Rishut HaNizak, right, so by Eish, which is in the Rishut HaRabim, is Chayim Nezek Shalem, and in Rishut HaNizak is Chayim Nezek Shalem, and yet there is no Kofer. Right, there's no Kofer. By Eish, that's more, I know, it's certain, because it's only mentioned by Shor. It's only mentioned by Shor, so the question is if it extends beyond Karen. But the Gemara is certain that by Eish there's no Kofer. Right? Meet, so the Gemara says Meet Tamun. No, we'll learn that from Tamun. Right, we know that by Eish, if something's hidden, in the object of that's getting burnt down, that you're not chayav for it. So we'll say it's a case of tamun, and then we'll learn that tamun, that regel did damage to something that was hidden. Regel does something to damage that's hidden, then by regel, Rishut Kabrim, you'll be patur. By Rishut Anizak, you'll be chayav. By Eish, you can't ask from Eish because Eish doesn't have application there. Eish is patur across the gamut by tamun, and therefore you can't ask, oh, Eish is not chayav in kofar, it's chayav in both places. So you say over here, we can learn from regel. Mal tamun, she Eish no be bor. What is that? Well, we can ask from bor. Tamun is, right, tamun by bor, if something's in a sack and it rolls into the bor and gets damaged, you're still chayav in the bor. So if you're chayav in the bor, right, then you have a case again. Bor b'shut rabim is chayav, right? So bor b'shut rabim is chayav, bor b'shut nizak chayav, and there's no din of kofar there. There's no kal v'chomer of kofar. So you can't bring, you can't prove anything again, right, that there is a din of kofar by regel. Gemara says, no, mikelim. Right, we know by bor that it's a shorvel adam, bor, chamor below kelim. The kelim are not chayav inside of a bor. So Gemara says, mal kelim, sheish non beish. If you're learning out of kelim, then eish can, you can prove again from eish that there's no din of kofar. So Gemara says, mikelim tmunim. You have to deal with utensils that are inside of a bag. So utensils inside of a bag have no application by bor, have no application by eish. So since they have no application by bor and by eish, we can't prove anything, leave bor and eish out of the picture. So now what's left? What's left is Karen and Regel. Karen and Regel, or Shane. Shane would be the same thing here. Karen and then Shane for Regel. So now what are you going to try to do? You want a Kal v'chomer. You're trying to do a kava, make a Kal v'chomer here. What? Karen is Chayav Chatzi Kofer in the, right, Reshuta Rabim. And now we want to make it Chayav full Kofer in Reshuta Nizak. We're going to learn out from Regel. Regel, which is Patur Reshuta Rabim. And what? Chayav in the full Nezek Shalem Reshuta Nizak. So you see that Regel stepped up, so certainly Karen, which was Chayav Reshut Rabim, should step up. But we have, the Gemara wanted to say, well, we have Bor, we have Eish, we have other items, Regel. Okay, look, Gemara's question, let's just go over it. So Gemara's question is that, is there Kofar by Regel? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, now the Gemara brings a Brisa though that has nothing to do with Kofar by Regel. Brings a Brisa that says that there's Chatzi Kofar in Reshut Rabim and Kofar Shalem in Reshut Anizak. Gemara says, how do you know that? Where did you learn that out? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Parpa must have learned that out from Regel. Right? Because he holds that Rabbi Yossi Aglilif is Chatzi Kofar of Karen and Reshut Rabim. And then he says, well, if there's Chatzi Kofar in Reshut Rabim, obviously I have Kofar Shalem in Reshut Anizak. Where's he learning that from? So we suggest he's learning that from Regel. Regel, which is Patur in Reshut Rabim, pays Kofar Shalem in Reshut Anizak. So certainly Karen, which is Chatzi Kofar in Reshut Rabim, should pay Kofar Shalem in Reshut Anizak. So the Gemara says, no, you don't need to do that. You can learn this Kal v'chomer of Karen without ever mentioning Kofar by Regel.
And they don't prove that Regel.
We don't have any proof about Kofar by Regel. How do we learn that? We'll learn that from Nezek of Regel. Nezek of Regel is Patur Reshut Rabim, and Nezek Shalem in Reshut Ha Nizak. Koshekain, Karen should move from Chatzi Kofar to Karen. The Gemara says, I have these other items which have the same din, Reshut Rabim and Reshut Nizak. There's no proof that you have to switch from one to the other. There's no change. You can have it. Why can't Karen look like Eish? Why can't Karen look like...
That's right.
First of all, they have no kofar associated with them. So there's no... Right? Just because they're a chayav in both places doesn't mean... Or a chayav in Eish doesn't mean that you automatically have kofar. And number two is there's no step up. So now how do you prove anything from Karen? Right? Because you have these other nizakin. So Gemara says we'll get out of that problem by introducing cases of nizakin which are not relevant to Eish and to Bor. How do I do that? I take the unique qualities of Bor and Eish. What's the unique quality of Eish? It's Patur and Tamun. What's the unique quality of Bor? It's Patur on Kalim. So I'll make my case here of Regel or Karen a case where they damaged Kalim that were wrapped up in a sack. They damaged Kalim wrapped up in a sack, and the only thing that's relevant is Regel, or Karen and Regel are the only Nizukim that are relevant here. The Eish and Bor are out of the picture because we don't even discuss them in this case. So now I'm going to try to learn Karen from Regel. Just like Regel, by Reshut Rabim is Patur, by Reshut Anizak pays Nezek Shalem. So do the Karen should move up from Chatzi to Shalem.
And they succeed, then there's no proof
anymore. Proof, anything about Kofar. Right, now the Gemara says, wait, what a minute, I have another question on this. What about, right, what about Adam? Right, Ellis, what about the Nezek Adam? I'll give you a mention on Adam. Right, you have Nezek of Adam, when if you have Kalim inside of a sack, and an Adam does damage to them, he's Chayav, what? Nezek Shalem. First of all, in Reshut Rabim and Reshut Anizak. Plus, there's no Kofar by Adam. What type of proof do you have about how can you learn from Nizakin to Kofar? Here you see that there's a much more chomer set of Nizakin. There is no Kofar there. Plus, there's no step up from Shutra Abim to Shutra Nizak. Mara says, Elalab Shmamina Ami Kofar to Regal Maisi Law. Okay, we can't learn it out of Nizakin. We have to learn it out from Kofar Regal. And the Gemara admits that there must be Kofar by Regal in order to learn this Kalb of Chomer.
Instead of Kalb of Murin in Karen, Nedek Shalem in the Nizak, doesn't learn out from other Nizakin?
Right, no, but he learns it out. Again,
Because
over there, the Gemara is doing it from Nezik itself, and that doesn't involve Kofar. I mean, a Kofar is right now. Right, another question. I think you have to explain it that the Gemara is saying, here I have a Chumra where there are Chayav Nishat Rabim, Chayav Nishat Nizak, plus there's no Kofar associated in him. So you see, there's no association between a Chumra of Nizakin and Kofar. Just because, you know, Karen is Chayav Nishat Rabim doesn't mean that it should have Kofar, or should be any more Chumra by Kofar. Right now, Alma, Iker, Kofar, Beregel, Shmaminos. I see from this that there is Kofar by Regel. Amar le Rabachami, Dipti le Ravina. Halchanami, Mistava, this makes sense. Iker, Kofar, Beregel. The Isakadat, Kaleka, Kofar, Beregel. Because if you think there's no Kofar by Regel, Latana, Minizikin, the Regel, and you want to learn out Zikin, the Regel, Maiti Law, Litvo. We can break that up. Mother Zakin, the Regel, Shkane, Shkane, Beregel. Right? That you can break up the Nizakin of, or learning Kofar from that, because Mother Zakin, Regel, Shkane, Be, Regel. Right, what does that mean? So that you can, this is exactly, mean that you don't even have to go the other way to Eish and to Bor. Why? You can show that Nizakin applied to Regel, and yes, they don't have Kofar by Regel. Right, Allah Shemarina, be Kofar to Regel, mighty law. Alma, Ika Kofar, be Regel Shemarina. Because if you wanted to learn out simply from Nizakin, say you were able to successfully prove, right, that it comes from Nizakin, what have you proved anyway? You can break up your Kaaba Kofar, you can break up everything from Regel itself. I regular your chayav and nizakin, and yet you're not chayav but kofar. So what type of proof can you bring to Karen? Oh, Karen should be chayav and so since you're chayav and nizakin by Karen, you should certainly be chayav but kofar. Why? Right? Because the relationship between nizakin and kofar is clearly broken. Because you have all these instances we had before. You had Eish, you had Bor, where they're chayav and nizakin, full nizakin, and yet they're not chayav and kofar. So do regal. If you want to try to bring the proof from regal, which is positive mishut rabim, chayav and shalem in mishut nizak. And you're going to say, oh, from there we can prove that Karen should be Chayav, right, Kofar Shalem. Mark, I say to you, there is no relationship. There is no relationship between Nizakin and Kofar. How do I can prove that to you? Because even though Karen would be only Chayav, could be Chayav only Chati Nezek, right, who says that it jumps into Nezek Shalem, right, in the Rishut Rabim, and the Rishut Nizak, why does that change Kofar at all? There is no relationship between Nezek and Kofar. Because we just saw that. Regel, which jumps up from Patur to... Right. I mean, if it jumps up to Nezek Shalem, what does that help you? Great. Now you have Nezek Shalem of Regel. Why does that tell you anything about Kofar? Regel has nothing to do with Kofar. Elohim King, the only way you can say that it makes a difference is if Regel itself has Kofar associated with it. If Regel itself has Kofar associated, then I can make a Kaaba Chomer to Karen. Why? Because if it's Patur Rishut Rabim, and it's Chayim Shalem, Kofar Shalem Rishut Anidak, then I can talk about Karen, which is Chati Kofar and Rishuta Rabim, and then it should certainly be Kofar Shalem and Rishuta Nizak. Alright. Now, next Mishnah. Adam Muad Leolam. Adam is a Muad forever. That is, Ben Beshugeg, Ben Bemezid, Ben Be'er, whether he's awake, Ben Yashin, whether he's sleeping, Simad in Achavero, knocked out the eye of his friend, Bishibir the Kilim, or broke the utensils, Beshalem, Nezek Shalem. So I have to discuss why that's important, but he pays full Nezek for all these items. Mar says, Tani, Sima Zain Khaveru, Dumyos Shiverta Kalim. Sounds like over here, but that is poking out his eye, similar to breaking Kalim. Mahatam Nezek in Arba'ad Varimlo by Kalim. You damage someone's Kalim, you only pay for the damage, you don't pay the other right items, Arba'ad Varim. You don't pay full Nezek Tsar, Repo and Bosh, Repo and Shevet and Boshet. Well, Boshet not, you have to be intentional, but you can leave Boshet out. So, then I would think also when someone punches out the eye of his friend, knocks out the eye of his friend, you don't have to pay for Nezek, not the Arba'ad Varim. Where do we know such a concept? Where do we know the concept that you are Chayav even b'shogeg? The Amar Siskiya, Paintan of the Beit Siskiya Makra, Petza Tachat Petza. Right, that a Petza Tachat Petza comes with Chayav O. The Petzak Tachat Petzak is an extra pasuk, it's an extraneous pasuk, and it comes with this drasha. It comes to Kitain Mum Be'amito, Kashir Atah, and then it says Petzak Tachat Petzak. So you say Petzak Tachat Petzak, that you pay, you have to pay reparations, whether you did it on purpose or whether you did it, the Shogeg, Onet, Ratzon, whatever you did, you got to pay reparations for. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? How many bayalei litain sar b'makom nezek? I need that pasuk to teach me that even when there's nezek, I still have to pay, what? Even when there's nezek, I still have to pay for sar. I would have thought that when I pay nezek, then I'm incorporating all the compensation that I have to pay for you. How do I know I have to pay on top of that, right? How do I have to pay, even though when I'm paying nezek shalem, on top of that I have to pay sar? That's where it says, it's tetza, tachat, tetza. Don't say the only time I pay for a tzar is when I don't have to pay for nezek. For instance, if you burn somebody and it's going to heal afterwards, so there's really no nezek involved, there's only pain involved. So maybe the only time I pay for the tzar is when I created pain without nezek. But if there is nezek, I wouldn't pay tzar. No, here's tetza, tachat, tetza. They do, I pay even tzar, even b'makom nezek. And all the other limudim over here are all the things, like Ripoy, Shevet, and all those others will be learned from Tzach. So why it says, Imkei, let's go across Petzah v'Petzah. My Tachat Petzah, Shmamina Tarte. Therefore, we can learn both items out. We can learn both items out of this limit over here. That you don't pay the four Dvarim, Eler B'Mezid, or Karv B'Mezid. That's what Rashi is saying, right? You only have to pay for the four Dvarim when it's the Mezid or Karv B'Mezid. Dumiya Dechiruvun Anashim. Right, so that where the Ripo and Boshet are written in the Pasuk by the case of something that's Karov the Mezid or Mezid, that's when you're going to be Chayav in the Arba Dvarim. Who says that, right? Who says that you have to pay by Shogay, right? Who says that you pay Nezek at all, even by Shogay? That we have Tetzah, Tachat Tetzah.
Then
Tetzah
only teaches you Nezek.
Right, takes you by here. So you have different things. You have one, it's by Mezid and Karov the Mezid. It teaches us, we know that even though you're Chayav in the Nezek, you're also Chayav for the Tzar, Rebbe, and Tishu. Now by Shogay, how do you know you even chayv for Nezek at all by Shogay? That comes from Petza, Tachat, Petza. But that means Nezek and not necessarily the Arba Dvarim.
How do you know that's only Nezek? That means one for one.
Yeah, one for one. It's the compensation. Alright, now. Amar Rabba, Heita Evin Munachat Lo B'Cheko. Now the Gemara is going to go through about five or six cases here. They're all the exact same case with little nuances to them. And each of those cases, the Gemara is going to give us halachos and Shabbos and Nezek and all these different places. So we'll run through them, we'll explain it. As we go through them, each one, just quickly, we'll explain it. So Amar Rabba, Heita Evin Munachat Lo B'Cheko. He's sitting down, he has a stone that's, you know, laying on his chest. The Lo Hikirba, he had no idea it was there. But Amad, when he stands up, and then it falls. As he stands up, it falls away from him. Lini Nizakim Chayav. Right, for a Nezek, he's Chayav, because even though he is, right, over here in this case, he's a Shogeg, we just said, right, that Shogeg, you're Chayav for Nezek, right, so it doesn't matter, even though he's an Onei, but some Shogeg, he's got to pay for it. So there he pays for the Nezek. Right, Lenin Arba Dvarim Pator, when it comes to Arba Dvarim, you're Pator, why? Because Arba Dvarim are Pator by Shogeg. Lenin Shabbat, Mulechet Machshevet, that's with Torah, by Shabbat, if you do, something happens here, by Shabbat, this stone falls out, either does damage, or somehow his move goes to Rishut Rabbim, whatever it is that happens, that you're violating the inner Shabbat, there you're not, you don't violate Shabbat, because you need Melechus Makshevet. The way Rashi defines Melechus Makshevet is, you need Kavein Latzot Melacha. He has to have intent to do Melacha. Right, so that's fine. Inyan Galut Patur. Again, by Galut is Patur. The Inyan Evet, by Galut, right, it says that, the guy goes, Steve Makeh Nafesh Bishkaga. Shkaga means that you knew about it, and you forgot. So to be a shogeg, you have to have once known about it. Here, he never knew about the stone being on him, so he can't be chayiv shogeg, so he can't. Right, he's almost like an onis in this case.
So
everybody wants to be chayiv by galut. Alright, the Indian Eved, looked at Rabshim Gamaliel Rabbanim. By an Eved, it's Macholos Rabshim Gamaliel and the Rabbanim we saw in Kiddushin together. That is what? It's Nanya, Sharishi Rabbo Rofet. His master was a doctor. Rabbo Cholene, alright, I know. He says, you know, color in your eye to seem ah. And it ends up blinding him. He says, put this stuff in your eyes, this ointment in your eye in order to cure it. And it ends up blinding him. Shini, he says, you know, cut out this, do something with your tooth. He's a dentist, fix his tooth, but he feels it and ends up knocking it out. Sikhek Badon, the Evik can laugh at his master, but he is to the Chevrut. Then he goes out free. Why? Because an Evik Kanani goes free with chain and iron. And here the master does it. Right, the Rabbanim seems to say even unintentional damage to the eye or to the Evid, then you go free. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says, no, it has to be intentional damage, v'shichata. We did describe over there in the Gemara in Kiddushin that even the Chachamim agree that in a case where he sticks his hand in, like for instance, he's taking his hand into the woman to take out the ubar and somehow he damages the ubar, over there, the Rabbanim says, Fator, why? Because first of all, he was not his kavein for the eye, and number two, he's going to have to do something good. So for the Rabbanim to be puzzled by an Eved Kanani, he has to be intending to do something good, and not intending for that either, the iron or the shame. Over here, if either he's doing something that's detrimental, or even he's trying to do something good, but he's intending for the eye or the tooth. If something happens to the eved, he goes free, according to the Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no, you have to have intention to do damage to those items. And if you don't have intention to do damage to those items, then you're not obligated. Now, he lay down, then he had the stone there. He forgets about the stone and then gets up. So here at this one point, he knew about the stone. He's supposed to look at it. Again, by Nezek, you're chayav. So it doesn't matter. Shogeg, only it's Ratzon, you're always chayav. And then you're done, very patur. Again, your patur goes to Shogeg. Shogeg by Nizakin, you don't pay the Arba Devarim. Now by Galut you're going to be chayav. Why? Because it's shogeg. He knew about it and he forgot about it. That's a classic case of shogeg. Now you'll be chayav galut. But he knew about it beforehand. And he knew about it and then he forgot about it. When it comes to Shabbos, he's patur. Why? Because you require melechet machshevet. Right? Melechet machshevet is right here. He doesn't intend to do any melocha. Right? Even though it's shogeg legabe. Goes, because he knew about it and he forgot about it, but over here, he had no intention to do malacha, right? He has no intention to do malacha, then it's not considered malachas mach shevet. And again, by Eved, it's the same machlokes we had before between Rishim and Rabbanan, whether that type of shogeg, when you hurt the Eved, does that intention for damage, not intention for damage, with machlokes Rabbanan and Rishim and Gamliel, whether the Eved goes free. Now, it's kind of the Zrok Shtayim Mizarak Arba. He intended to throw two amos, and he ends up throwing four amos. Lenin zakin chayav. Again, by nezek you're chayav, because it doesn't matter if you're shogeg on his ratzon, you're chayav. Lenin dvarivim patur, because he's a shogeg again. Because he intended to, and it went four, so he's a shogeg here, so he's not chayav for the other frame. Lenin Shabbos, melechus makshevis, meaning, by Shabbos, he melechus makshevis. Two amos in Shabbos is not a malacha. Four amos is a malacha, and since he intended for two, and it went to four, then he's not completing his makshevah. Lenin galut, by galut it says, asher lo tzida amar rachmana, prat, and it's kavin nizok shtayim, is arakarva. So it says, Asher lo tzida kaver, he doesn't want to trap, Sadat, he didn't want to trap his friend. So now over here by Sadat, Rashi brings two interpretations of what the issue is. Is the issue that he is eino b'torah b'chiyazid ish, right, that he's not in the category of b'chiyazid ish, elo b'torah tzamtich ha-makom, right, only in the category of galus, meaning that by galus you have to have the ability to be both a mezid and a shogeg. So if you don't have the ability to be both a mezid and a shogeg, then he can't be put into galus when he's just a shogeg. Because in this case, by a mezid, he would not, right, there is no case like this. This is only an unintentional case. And maybe he won't be galus. The other lishon that Rashi brings is that, it says over here, lo nitzkavin l'sadeid l'zrok et lo yanus prat l'zeh shetzida. Right, this over here, the person intended to throw. Right, the case where you go into galus is where you had no intention to do this. Over here, he had intention to throw, it just went further than he thought. So since you had some intention here, you had some tzedah aspect to you, therefore, you can't go into galut. So it actually gives two ways to learn why this is exclusionary pasuk. Uli and Eved, again, by Eved it's Kukta, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Be Rabbanon.
So, for Eved, why Bechlal would Rav Shimon Gamliel say, why would the Rabbanon say that he's
the Eved goes free?
That he's not affecting, he's not intentionally.
Yeah, but that's
the
don't care. Yeah, but they don't, no, over here, they don't care about, there he's not doing it for Tovato. I mean, that they have to be two things. According to Chachamim to be Patur, it has to be for its benefit, plus he has to not intend for the Eber. Over here, he's not intending for the Eber, but he's not doing anything to his benefit. He's not throwing the stone at the Eber for his own benefit, right? That's not what the case is. Okay, Nisgav and Nizrok Arba, Bezarak Shmona. He intended for four, and it went eight. Lini zakin chayav again. When zakin you're chayav, lini tell the varim patur because you're shogeg. Lini Shabbat, when it comes to Shabbat, what's going to be the din? But Omer kol makom shetirtz tanuach in. He says wherever it falls, it's good for me. Then you're chayav. Ilo lo. Why? Because four amos is chayav on Shabbat, right? So if he says that when he did something, he was intending for a, what would have been a malacha. Now his intention was not carried out. So we need melechus makshevus by Shabbat. You need to have intention to do the exact malacha. Over here, when he throws four and it goes eight, that's not what he intended, so therefore he should be patur. So now, that's what he says. If he says, I really don't care where it lands, right, then it is the same act. Because four amos be chayav and eight amos be chayav. So he says, I don't care where it lands. Four and eight, you're indifferent between because they're all in the same category, and you would be chayav. But if he says, I specifically wanted to land at four amos and not at eight amos, then he would not be chayav. Why? Because that it didn't carry out what he wanted, his intention. By Shabbos, there's a strict, right, the way malacha is defined is that it carries out malacha makshevet. It's what I intended to do happened. And this is not what I intended to do. Right now, the Indian Galut, Asher Lo Tada Prasad is Kaven Zhok Arvaz Rak Shmona. Again, this is the case by Galut, it's an exclusionary case. Why? Because the Mimu, we had it Rashi beforehand, that either you can't reach the level of Mezid, or this is a case of intention. Because he's throwing the item, and that's intention. With the case where you're going to Galut, is Asher Lo Tada, when he didn't intend to do this at all. Then Evid Kukta Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. Again, Evid is the Makodos of Shimon Gamliel on the Rabbanan. Rama Rabba, the new case here. This is a case that we quoted earlier in the Gemara on Daf Yudayin. Zorak Klimi Rosh Hagag. He throws something off the roof. Uba Kervish Yibrova Makel. Someone comes along and whacks the item on its way down and breaks it. Patur. Why? My Tama. Monas Vira Tabar. It's a broken clay. The clay is gonna, what's the end game for this clay? It's gonna hit the ground and break. So when you come and swing at it beforehand, you're breaking something that's already worthless. Right. Amar Rabba Zorak Klimi Rosh Hagag. Vayu Taktav Karimu Kistov. And he throws out the gag, and there's a trampoline down below, there's mattresses, there's pillows down below, it will not break. Bach, every still can. Then another guy comes and pulls away the mattresses and the pillows, or he ran downstairs, pulled away all the protection, patur. Why is he patur, or who's patur? Right, he says, my time, be idna de shajya, suke, mitsuke, gire. When he threw it off the roof, there was no damage to be done to this item. Right, so therefore he's patur, because he didn't do anything that would have caused damage. Ah, what about the person who pulled away the mattresses and the other stuff? That's what Makobis Tosa says, it's a din in Gromo, actually it's a din in Gromo, and therefore what? Therefore he's patur here, because Gromo bin Zikin is patur. The Rish learns that this is Garmi. Not Gromo, but even a stronger form of Gromo. The causation is so great that it's Garmi. And the Rish says this is according to the Manda Omer, that Garmi is patur bin Zikin. Right, that Benizikian, that Garmi is Pator. But so rejection says, no, it's the classic case of Grama, pulls it away, and you're Pator. It's Grama Benizikian, and therefore you are Pator over here. Rama Rabba, Zarok Tinok Mirosha Gag, you throw a baby off the roof. Ubach Arabic, keep below the side. So another guy stands below and catches him on his sword. So he kills him by catching him on the sword. Plukta, the review of the Ventera Abanan. This is my close to the review of the Ventera Abanan, who's responsible here. The Daniel. He goes, the Rabbi Adam, the Astra Maklos. There's a guy standing there, 10 guys come and whack him with sticks. Ben Bebatakai, what they do it simultaneously. Ben Bebatakai, what they do one after the other. Kulad Turim, according to some of your patur, because you have to nakeh, kol nefesh adam, kol nefesh. A person who kills has to knock out, he has to kill the entire person. One person has to kill the entire person. Over here, each one of them is contributing to the death of this individual. So they are jointly killing him, and therefore we can't hold any single one of them culpable. That the last one is chayav because he basically caused. He's the one who took the life out of the individual. So even though the other nine brought him closer to death, since the tenth one is the one who actually knocked the life out of him, he's going to be chayav. So it's over here. Even though he threw the baby off the roof, and he would have died anyway when he hit the ground, the fact that you come with this, the person comes with their sword, sticks it and catches the baby, he's the one who is taking the life out of the baby, and therefore, according to Amida Matera, he will be culpable in this instance. Alright, we'll stop over here.